Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us on the line, Dr. Peter Bauer. He's an economist from the University of Johannesburg, and we're talking about South Africa's economy and a social compact, which is a great idea if it's more than just lip service. I saw yesterday an article, in fact, on News 24. It actually made me laugh in a very cynical and unfunny way. And it said that South Africa has been applauded by the United Nations for including refugees and migrants in their vaccine rollout. And everybody was saying, oh, that's too wonderful. Except for the fact that we've only got 160,000 vaccines in the country, so we can promise the world it's kind of irrelevant if we actually don't have the product. Joining us to discuss is Dr. Peter Bauer. Good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning, and thank you so much.
So did you see that? I mean, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, it's wonderful. Lofty ideas and lofty values that we have as South Africans, only we just don't like to deliver.
This is actually a bit of a concern for us in the moment, in that we have a population of approximately 54 million people, and a great many of these people are living under, so we say extreme conditions of, poverty, inequality, and high levels of unemployment. And as such, you know, the urgency of rolling out this vaccine is really critical to us. And yes, it's true. We don't have, sufficient, vaccines coming into the country to deal with the problems right now. My big concern, of course, is that the overarching impact of this is if we compare ourselves with other developed countries and countries in which we plan to do business or we receive tourism from, by having by not having sufficient rollout of the vaccine could impact on the way in which the rest of the world will see us.
What is the situation with the vaccine rollout? Because government is very quiet at the moment. We got our last delivery last week, not this past Saturday, but the one before. So we now have 160,000 in the country, but it seems to be very quiet as to when further vaccines are going to be coming along.
Yeah, you know what? South Africa is not the only country in the world that's going to be experiencing this problem right now. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, I think very many of even the developed countries, and we can even point fingers in the moment at like countries like Germany, the States, and the UK, where the rollout of the vaccine is not nearly to expectations. So while most of the world did expect greater delivery or greater efficiency, the whole process has actually being greatly undermined by the fact that we need to move these vaccines into populations. We have to put strategies into place. The governance needs to be properly monitored and controlled. And also at the same time, we don't want to see the same impacts as what we saw with the food parcels during 2020 at the beginning of COVID, where some people get even turned away or allegedly get turned away from the rollout. So I don't think it's purely a South African issue. I think this is a global concern right now, but I think South Africa also needs to take cognizance that it is important that we keep up now, especially with the rollout, because it's going to relate to perceptions on how the rest of the world will see us.
Mm. Well, it's more than perceptions, isn't it? It's even the fact that South Africans won't be able to travel. They won't be able to have people won't be want to come here in order to do business if we are a largely unvaccinated population that's living in fear of the next wave. The impact is very real.
This is very true. But we also need to focus on the fact that South Africa is one of those emerging economies which is seen as an alternative investment destination. So while the rest of the world goes through economic challenges, the emerging markets have been a place where investors have turned a lot of investment funding towards. And so on the one side,
we almost get an allowance
vaccine is important. Mm. But we also need to focus on the investors do see South Africa as an alternative investment location.
Right. In other words, we get a bit of a break there, or there's a bit of an understanding that, well, this is an emerging market. Therefore,
yes, that's
a certain amount of things are tolerated.
Well, I wouldn't say tolerated. No, I don't think we're going to get that luxury right now.
Right.
But I do think that that we are still, in terms of markets, we are still considered quite important in the global scheme of things. South Africa is a big provider of natural resources, and we are so we still have a very strong stock market, and our bond market is also pretty important. And so, therefore, I think that South Africa is – there are other factors at play. But if we wish to maintain a growth in tourism, we want to maintain investor confidence, and we don't want to see another downgrading of our investor confidence ratings, I think South Africa needs to make sure that we put into place very, very strict protocols to make sure that this rollout happens appropriately.
Would you support the private sector rolling out the vaccine as well? Procuring and rolling out?
You see, absolutely. I think the private sector has played a very big role in South African economy one way or the other, and we are so far removed from a centralist state. I think that the private sector needs to be brought on board. I know that it is our protocol that we wish the government to be solely responsible for this rollout. But I think we should, in the case of South Africa, given the importance of the private sector, I think everybody should be brought on board. Our big challenge that we have with that is then costing, what kind of fees are we going to, and will some people benefit more than others in that particular case? And I think that's what government's trying to avoid, is this othering sort of situation where some people will get the benefit of private sector delivery while others are only going to rely on government state support. And if we can sort of mitigate that, I think it would be best to bring the private sector on board right now.
Hmm.
Now, right now, political ideology should be so, shall we say, replaced with actually market efficiency.
One gets the sense that the private sector, certainly from the lack of communication and the lack of any form of clarity around this issue, one gets the sense that the private medical aides are just a little bit nervous to even come out and say anything, that they are either just waiting their time in order to step in to assist, or that they are cowering somewhere in the corner, being told to stay there until you're told otherwise. What is your sense?
My sense in the moment is that we need to actually see what the delivery of the vaccine is going to be and how these rollout strategies are going to come into play. I don't think the medical, shall we say, the medical institutions or the medical aid foundations are actually cowering in the moment. I think people are actually standing with a bated breath waiting for delivery, and will we be able to then meet the protocols that are so required in the country right now? So I think my take is, yes, we need to
allow
the market forces to actually play.
How long do you give them? You know, if we look at it, what we've achieved between the 1st of February was when the rollout was meant to begin. I understand that not unreasonably there were concerns about the AstraZeneca vaccine, and that was delayed. But between the 1st of February, when our rollout was meant to begin, and now, we've vaccinated just over 100,000 people. That is pitiful. How long do we give them before we say, okay, guys, this is just simply not working?
Well, I think if you take a look at the challenges, as I mentioned earlier, what we have experienced in other countries, I think the delay is in line with many other countries. But I really don't think that we can really put a cap on this. Right now, what we need to bear in mind is the longer we leave it, the more investors are going to sort of frown upon us, as you mentioned as well yourself earlier. Mm-hmm. We don't have the time to mess with this, but at the same time, we need those deliveries to be made, and we need the strategies to be put into place, and we have to win back the confidence of both the consumer and the investor at the same time.